Cellist Deborah Reeder is a founding member of the esteemed Philadelphia Trio, and she is very active on that city's music scene.
There was an interesting article in the Inquirer on a Sunday, June 6th, by Peter Dobrin, who's one of the critics. Hearing a seasonal medley, classical groups are no longer treating summer as shore leave. Events are sprouting. And the first statement of this little thing was, time was, summer in Philadelphia meant a vacation for and from the arts. Classical groups, in particular, tended to throw up their hands and wait for audiences to return from Long Beach Island, Eaglesmere, or Maine. I couldn't believe it that Eaglesmere got in the Inquirer in that way.
Deborah Reeder is not only one of Philadelphia's musicians adjusting to the summer migratory patterns of the people of the city, she is also one of those who moves out into the countryside herself to enjoy the beauty of nature. In her case, it is to Eaglesmere. We're told, originally founded in the early 1800s as a glass factory, over the years, the natural beauty of Eaglesmere has attracted visitors from throughout Pennsylvania and surrounding states. Eaglesmere became a borough and a famous mountain resort in the late 19th century. As we learn from visit historiceaglesmere.com, people came to the mountain for the cool, clean air and crystal clear waters of the mile-long lake. They built turn-of-the-century Victorian cottages. The cottagers loved the unspoiled beauty and serenity of this peaceful oasis so much that they placed much of the land into the protective stewardship of a lake association and nature conservancy. The town has specialty shops, a bookstore, an old-fashioned sweet shop, a museum, a private golf club, country inns and cottages, and an active performing arts center. For over four decades, Deborah Reeder has been performing in Eaglesmere, and she has invited talented colleagues to join her for a chamber music concert on Saturday, July 9th.
Eaglesmere, they were calling it the town the time forgot. I don't think that's necessary to do that anymore. But I have found two reactions when I say that I spend time in Eaglesmere and have a house there. Either people will say, oh, Eaglesmere, my grandparents were married there, or whatever. But, you know, they just get all misty-eyed. Or the other reaction is, where? They never heard of it.
There have been long-standing ties, haven't there, between Philadelphia residents and Eaglesmere?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, Chestnut Hillers and, you know, people like that went there. And there are an increasing number of people from Baltimore and Harrisburg and New York City. But I did play at the Crestmont Inn until they were closing, which was in the late 70s. Oh, gosh, I guess it was before that. But there was a period when the hotels had closed one by one where Eaglesmere was sort of not much happening. Buildings needing restoration and things. But that's changed. And so there's a lot to do there. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about some of those things.
Deborah Reeder is founding cellist of the Philadelphia Trio and Camera Music Mainline. She is a former member of the Philadelphia Orchestra and Opera Philadelphia. She was principal cellist with Opera Philadelphia, and she is a member of the Orchestra of the Pennsylvania Ballet. And she will perform with her colleagues Saturday, July 9th at the David Dwyer Center as part of the 2016 season of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts. We had a chance to speak with Deborah Reeder by phone about music in Eaglesmere.
This is the 41st season. Isn't that incredible? And the trio was the first group to play for them. And we started off with a concert in the Presbyterian Church, one concert. The next year there were two, and it was held in what's now called the Community Church. It used to be called the Eaglesmere Federated Church. But now there's a David Dwyer Center that was built, I don't know, in the late 70s. It's a much more multi-purpose place. So we've come a long way. This year, the season includes such groups as the Capitol Steps, which is a big, big thing for Eaglesmere to have. But at any rate, the Philadelphia Trio used to play there twice a summer with a concert in July and another one in August. It took a while to get the Friends of the Arts off the ground, and there are two people responsible for helping it occur. One is Priscilla Ryan, who's a well-known local violinist, and she sort of knew all the right people to contact there. And then Joe Wilkinson, who owned all the little shops in town. He has since died, but he said, what a wonderful idea, when can we do it? That's the kind of thing you like to hear, you know, and so we did get it off the ground. And so now there are all these events that are going on. And there's a website for Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts that tell you all the things. EMFOA, but our concert with the Commer Music Mainline is July 9th, which is a Saturday night. And the term Kammer Music is just German chamber music. And it's an outgrowth of the Philadelphia Trio concerts. The idea of it, Kammer Music, is to present unusual repertory for unusual combinations of instruments. So this concert will have flutist Diane Gold Toulson and her husband Smith Toulson, a clarinetist, and myself, and Ann Sullivan, harp. So we will present different combinations of those instruments. But it's not often that you hear that sort of combination, I think. And sometimes we have played with guitar, all sorts of interesting combinations like that. And this program will have Baroque, it'll have Telemann, it'll have a piece by Vincent Persichetti for flute and harp, which is a really interesting piece. And some things that were arranged or possibly even composed in some cases by Carlos Salcedo, who was a famous harp teacher at Curtis for many years, and I believe that Ann Sullivan studied with him. So that's the sort of thing. Actually, I will do probably a couple movements of Vivaldi, maybe just one movement of Vivaldi sonata, a couple movements of a Couperin suite for cello, and we're using harp, and harp works out just beautifully, particularly with someone as good as Ann Sullivan. She is marvelous. And then we're going to do one of the pieces from Defia. It's a wonderful suite of pieces that's not originally for cello and harp, but it's arranged for cello and piano. And we've done it with cello and harp. I'll tell you a little bit about the performers. I've been involved with the Eagles, My Friends of the Arts, as I said earlier, from the very beginning, which would have been 1973 or 4, something like that. Now, I'm not from Eaglesmere, but my parents are from Muncie, which is close, and a lot of ties to the area. I used to be one of the musicians that played at the Crestmont Inn when it was still functioning as a hotel. I have most wonderful memories and some wonderful friendships that devolved from it. So I've been very much involved, and my parents had rented a house in La Porte when I was 5 years old. Those are really early memories. So I'm almost a local, really. I consider that I really am. And then Barbara Soni is a violinist in the Philadelphia Trio, and I, since 1976 until approximately 2011, I'm guessing, we were co-directors of something called Music in the Mountains, Pennsylvania. And we coached high school-age students for 2 weeks very intensively. But we've salvaged Music in the Mountains with a concert in August. This year will be August 14th, which we call Star Alumni of Music in the Mountains. So these are young professionals. One, for instance, is concertmaster of the Central City Opera in Colorado. One is head of musicology at Catholic University. So we have that sort of thing. And the youngest are maybe 28 or 9, and they're, you know, maybe at the end of some graduate studies, places like Juilliard. So that takes care of my involvements with Eaglesmere. I'm hoping to interest the powers that be of Music in the Mountains to something a little bit different for next summer, because I'm going to do it here in the Philadelphia area, a wonderful venue called the Mainline Unitarian Church. It's going to be a very fine violinist, classically trained, but she mostly plays jazz. Her name is Diane Monroe, and a fabulous vibraphonist, Tony Bocelli. He and Diane have a CD out called Alone Together, which is just violin and a vibraphone, and it's really something. And I would join them in a concert here in October, and I'm hoping that the Friends of the Arts might be interested in that program, too. So that's the sort of programming that I'm enjoying being part of. Not quite your normal meat and potatoes, which is wonderful, too. This concert, however, to tell you a little bit more about the performers, in addition to myself, we have Diane Gold Toulson, flutist, and her husband Smith Toulson, clarinetist. Smith was on the faculty of Penn State. They live in State College. And Ann Sullivan also lives in that area. I believe a town called Coburn, which is kind of a suburb of State College. But they belong, the three of them, to a group they call Easterly Chamber Players. So they play often in that area. Ann is, I would say, the most sought-after freelance harpist in the state. She is just all over the map all the time. She plays at places like Mount Gretna, and so the trio did also several times. But she teaches at University of Delaware. She's from Wilmington originally. So she puts a lot of miles on her car every year, traveling all over the state. So we're lucky to have her. Well, all three of them.
And how did you all come together?
Well, I've known Ann for years. Ann and I, she was in the Pennsylvania Ballet Orchestra, which I'm a member of. Diane used to play in something called the Huntington Trio, which was flute, cello, and harpsichord. And we were having trouble finding a flutist for something maybe a couple of years ago in Eaglesmere. And Ann said, well, I know this wonderful flutist who lives here at State College. We play together all the time. So that's how Diane came from. I knew of her name before from Philadelphia, but hadn't met her till here. And her husband, Smith, whose nickname is Smitty, whom I've never actually played with, but it should be fun. I enjoy playing with clarinet. I love the repertory for clarinet, cello, and piano, such as the Brahms and Beethoven trios. There's a lot of wonderful music out there that we don't really get to hear always, especially in these combinations. I just do hope that people will come to hear this interesting combination. You don't hear that every day of the week. And we'll actually be playing in the Presbyterian Church the day after the concert, Sunday morning. But Saturday night is sort of a prime time for concerts. And they avoided 4th of July weekend, which I think is a good idea. But they have several things that the Friends of the Arts are offering over the 4th. One of them is a Ray Paz Band, which is based in Williamsport. And I'm glad we're just starting the summer, 4th of July.
And it's lovely to be in an intimate setting like the Dwyer Center. The beauty of the place that is Eaglesmere and the beauty of the music coming together like that.
And by the way, it is air-conditioned, the David Dwyer Center. That's a fairly recent thing, maybe within the last 5 years. It's useful. It's not supposed to get hot, you know, in the mountains, but we all know about climate change, so it can be warm, but people are comfortable in there, and the acoustics are good. And tickets, by the way, are available at the door.
Cellist Deborah Reeder, founding member of the Philadelphia Trio, resident of Philadelphia and Eaglesmere, speaking with us in anticipation of the Kammermusik Mainline Concert on Saturday, July 9th at the David Dwyer Center in Eaglesmere in Sullivan County, hosted by the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts. The concert will begin at 8 p.m., tickets available at the door. For more information on the web, emfoa.org, and that stands for Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts, emfoa.org. The Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts season will get underway in a red, white, and blue manner by hosting the historic Repas Band from Williamsport this Monday, July 4th at 5 in the afternoon on the green in Eaglesmere. The Repas Band was founded in 1831 in Williamsport, the oldest non-military band in continuous existence in the States. The band performs its own Repas Band March, and they will be there with free admission. And the program should last about an hour. In case of rain, it will be held at the Dwyer Center. But that's the Repas Band, a free concert on the green in Eaglesmere this Monday afternoon at 5. For more information on the web, emfoa.org, emfoa.org. And to give you a sense of the highlights of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts season, the week after the appearance of Kammermusik Mainline, Saturday, July 16th, it's the John Hoey Orchestra. Then clarinetist and wonderful jazz performer Dan Levinson will be back. He's been affiliated with Eaglesmere in that way for many years. He's Saturday, July 23rd. The Capitol Steps will be there at the end of July, but they're sold out. Then on August 6th, Spencer and the T-Bones. On the 14th, as we heard from Deborah Reeder, it will be Music in the Mountains, Sunday, August 14th. And then Saturday, August 20th, the Hot Club of Cowtown. For more information on the web, emfoa.org, emfoa.org. You can hear Deborah Reeder and her friends on Saturday, July 9th at 8 p.m. at the David Dwyer Center in Eaglesmere. For more information on the web, emfoa.org.